Well, I think there are two things, because it is fundamentally two, you can see it as two books. You can see it as Mole's story, which is all about somebody joining this nice, cosy country society, and you've got Toad's story, which is somebody trying to escape from this society. So you've got those two different kinds of story, one a farce and one a kind of reflective story. Okay, those two books. By the time that Shepherd came to illustrate it in 1936, it was already a bestseller. It had been a very successful book already. And one reason for that may well be that it became, after the First World War, a very comforting book to have around. It celebrated the essence of England, in a Scots view of the essence of England, it has to be said. And it was comforting. It was about food, and it was about warmth. It was about men being men together. And all those values, I think, carried the book through for a long time. It fits in with Winnie the Pooh and Hugh Lofting's books and John Masefield's books in that sort of post-war retreatist era. So it's a very strong book there. That's the first thing. The second thing was the farcical elements, which do appeal to adults and children because they are escapists. And children do like, I hate to generalise in this way, but clearly Toad and his adventures, which are anarchic and going to jail and escaping and doing wild things all the time, do appeal to a certain audience, possibly children, possibly retreatist adults as well. So that element has kept it going as well. And certainly that's the element which people remember of the book. And so the sequels that have been written by other people tend to just take on that part of the book, and they feature Toad as the main character. So the book has carried these two elements through, which I think is the thing possibly which has made it survive. And so people now worry about the mystic passages more than anything else. They feel they don't fit into the book, whereas in fact you could argue, in fact, they are the centre of the book. But the elements around them have helped it to survive.